Welcome to All In with Ali podcast, the podcast for female entrepreneurs and business owners who are ready to create the life and business of their dreams. I'm so happy you are here. This episode is another life update. I have forced myself to do this, even though everything in me was saying, who cares? I got so much good feedback from the couple of life updates, just more glimpses behind the curtain, I guess, into real life over here. I've gotten so much incredible feedback from that really blew my mind in one way, but then in another way, it was like, of course, because I know the podcast that I like to listen to, I love hearing what's going on behind the scenes and feeling connected to that person. So I get it, but I think like doing six-figure influencer for almost 4 years, we're like right at the four-year anniversary for me podcasting, which is so cool. But like for doing it almost 4 years and pretty much never talking about my life, I might like mention a couple of things for a total of 10 seconds, but that's it. It's just, it's a transition for me. So I thought, you know what? It's been a minute. Let's give an update. Let's peel back the curtain on what's really happening behind the scenes and what we're working through. So I think where I left you was I was just getting back from that big family trip in Gatlinburg. So if you didn't listen to that episode, I took 40 of my friends and family members and we rented this giant chalet in Gatlinburg and I hosted, it was like four or five days, I can't remember now, in Gatlinburg for New Year's Eve. And I just wanted to do it. I thought it sounded cool. We rented a chalet, but we hired a chef. It was just a fun idea. And I had such an incredible year in business and it just felt really fun. And then it kind of went, a few things went sideways and didn't end the way that I thought. So that's pretty much where I left you. What's so crazy is I have on here, I made notes for this episode and I put family update and then an arrow that says too soon. So I, because I shared some things in that episode that, you know, some things, you know, didn't go great. And, you know, a couple of family members that there's just some conversations that needed to be had, I guess. And those conversations have not happened, but I think, I don't know when this podcast is going to go live as I record this, but as I record this, hopefully we're going to be making some progress. So I will update you, but as of right now, it's too soon. So we're going to put a pin in that. But yeah, definitely not what I was expecting. Such is life, you know? So what has been going on since then? We'll start with grief, because that was also a big place that I left you in the episode that kicked off this whole new podcast, All In with Ali, is I shared, you know, about my break before where I had Rhett, who was doing great, by the way. He's freaking huge. He's almost 6 months and 20 pounds and a chunk in his demeanor. He's so chill. He's so calm. He's so just like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with this child. He's so freaking sweet. He just, oh my gosh. I just soak him up every day. It's so opposite of Cruz. Cruz is like, I know I just got off on a tangent, but we'll circle back to where we were going. Cruz, I've shared this before, like from day one, having no kids, Chris and I knew, we're like, oh, he's a firecracker, you know, like he just from the very beginning, it's so cool how you can tell so early on about somebody's personality a little bit. And, you know, Cruz was just like all caps, all in, just fully himself, energetic, independent, wild. And that's still how he is. And like, I can't talk about him without smiling. That's my Cruz. And then Rhett, we can just tell it's so different. He is like my calm, he loves to cuddle. He loves to be held. He's just so sweet. And it's just different levels of sweet. It's just the coolest thing. So he's doing great. So I had him in September, and then shortly after I lost my mom. So where I'm going to start this is like how I'm doing with the loss of my mom and still navigating the grief that I'm very much still experiencing, of course, but it's been okay. It hasn't been awful, but I still have moments. I mean, I have moments every day where like I have to stop what I'm doing and I'm like, God, I miss my mom, you know? And like moments where I'm like, I have to pray to her. I just have to be like, you know, like, I wish you were here. I have moments almost every day where I still feel guilt. And I still like, I'll think back on, you know, a conversation or a fight that we had or just something shitty that I, you know, handled with her. And I just, I just make that fit like, damn it. So I'm navigating a lot of that and I'm just being really patient with myself and I'm doing my best to talk about it more, especially with Chris, because it's in my nature to push things down and not bring them up. I'm realizing that one of the ways that I grew up and just coped with how I grew up is like I just move through things quickly, right? Like come out the other side, be tough, you know, like life goes on, woman up, basically, you know, and I'm trying to be better about just like taking my time with this and asking for support, talking with Chris, letting him know like, hey, I'm having a really crappy day. You know, I'm in a bad mood because I'm still, you know, so I'm just like working on doing that and talking about it more. But it has been cool because I believe in signs and I've been seeing a lot of signs from her. Our favorite number, she and I, and now my sister, is 222. I have it tattooed on the back of my neck. It's just been my favorite number always. I see it. I mean, I saw it a lot before. And of course, like we know how the reticular activating system works in our brain, but I see it all the time. And it's cool because like me and my sister were like every day sending each other pictures of where we see it. And it's kind of like our little nod to mom, or I feel like a nod from her to us. But I do have a story. I shared this in my stories on Instagram. So if you've heard this, bear with me, but I wanted to share it here because it was so freaking cool. I have only had another sign this obvious that I can remember that I just shared on the podcast. So episode, I think 183, I talked about how I was reinvesting for another year of unity and I prayed for a sign and that whole story. If you haven't heard that, go listen to that. It's really cool. But other than that, I haven't had the story that I'm about to share with you, a sign this crazy since I don't think I ever have. It's the coolest story. So I want to tell you this. So this was in January. We had just gotten back from Gatlinburg. So it's still, you know, my mom, she passed in October. So it's fresh. And the holidays was nice because it kind of was like a welcome distraction in a way. And the Gatlinburg trip was a big distraction. But then you get home and it's a new year and things are going back to normal. And it's like, you know, it starts to settle in. You know, I'm back home at the place that my mom used to live with us for so long. And I was just having one of those nights where like I was missing her bad. Just everything was just hitting me. I was in my feels. And I went to let the dogs out, and it was a warmer night that night, and it was a full moon. So I never actually, like lately, especially in the winter, I don't go outside with them, especially when it's dark. We just open the doors and let them out, and then they come to the door and we let them back in. But it, since it was a warmer night, I just felt inspired to walk outside. So I walk outside with them. It's a full moon, and I was sitting there looking at the moon. And letting the dogs do their things. And I was just kind of looking at it. And again, you know, all night I've been missing my mom. So I just started praying out loud and telling her the things that I wanted to say to her. And I was like, will you send me a sign? Like, send me something. I miss you. I just want to know that you're still with me. I know you are, but like, send me something so I know that you're with me. Like, send me a shooting star or something. And I stood there and I was just looking at the moon. I was looking for that shooting star and stood there for, I don't know, 10 minutes-ish, just hanging out because it was beautiful, beautiful night. And nothing happened. So I turn around and I'm walking onto the porch to go back inside. And we have a new wind chime on the porch. Now, this wind chime is significant. Because it was a gift from Kate and Philip, who do the editing of this podcast. And they sent it to me in memory of my mom. It's one of those like memory wind chimes. And it's like those big ones, like the really, really big wind chimes. And it has at the bottom a little chime, I guess, that says like in memory of my mom's name. And I'm walking onto the porch, and this thing had not made a peep since I was out there. As a matter of fact, I forgot that it was there. And as I'm walking on the porch, it starts chiming. And I look at it. I was like, I haven't heard that. This, I've been staying out here 10, 15 minutes, haven't heard it. And the saying for this wind chime, they say that like, the point is anytime you hear it, it's meant to like remind you of that person. It's like a sign that that person's there, you know? So my thought was like, oh, that's cool. You know, maybe that's like her saying like, she's here. You should send the wind chime. Okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this chime and I'm thinking all of this to myself, like connecting the dots, like, oh, that's mom's wind chime. I haven't heard this whole time yet. So I'm sitting there having this internal dialogue with myself. And then I think to myself, do it again, move it again, just like looking for anything, anything. And as I'm standing there looking at the wind chime, out of the corner of my eye, I see a flash so bright that it cast a shadow of the wind chime onto the wall that the wind chime was beside. That's how bright it was. And I look over, of course, to see what it is. And when I tell you, it is the biggest, brightest shooting star, meteor, I know it's not a star, it's a meteor, that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was so big that I had enough time to move my head and catch it as it was moving across the sky. It was so bright. Like I said, it cast a freaking shadow on the wall. It was, I thought it was like a firework going off or something. It was that bright. And I was dumbfounded. I stood there, my jaw was on the ground. I couldn't move. I was like, did that just happen? Am I dreaming right now? Like that, it was so surreal. It was the coolest thing. And what's so cool, what I love about it too, is like, that's what I asked for. And it was like the biggest display of what I asked for. But also I would have missed that. I would have missed the shooting star because I had turned around to go inside. But the only reason why I actually saw it is because of her wind chime that did its little chime, got my attention. I stood there for a couple more seconds, long enough to see the shooting star. How badass is that? I just like, oh my gosh, it was the coolest thing. I mean, she was showing off, man. She was showing off. So that's been really neat. But I want to share too, another thing that I'm trying to do related to that is take care of myself and get support that I need more than just me and time. And I'm a big proponent of finding mentors, you know, modalities that make sense for you in whatever area that you're wanting to grow or heal or whatever. And when it comes to navigating grief, there's so many different modalities. Therapy, obviously, being the biggest one. I've tried therapy a couple of different times in my life, and it didn't quite stick. Both times, well, I think I've been, how many times? Like two or three times. Two times I really gave it a shot. And it just wasn't. I really wanted it to work. And you know, it just, different strokes for different folks, right? Like some people, Chris, for example, loves therapy, huge proponent for therapy, you know, like that's his modality. But I've just since been testing out and feeling to other modalities for myself, because I just don't want to like waste my time again with, like, I guarantee you I'll give therapy another shot. I'm not saying, I mean, I've given two therapists a try. Like there's millions, you know, like I know that I just need to find the right person for me. But for now, I'm trying different things. One of those things being I just hired an energy healer. And my goal with that is to intentionally build more of a spiritual practice between me and God, in addition to our church and what we do, you know, watching church and all the things that we do there. But this is me like not only building more of a spiritual practice and relationship with God, but also navigating and letting go old feelings and emotions and things that I've pushed down for so many years. I know, like, you just, like, stagnant energy creates disease. So just for that alone, I want it out. I want to be able to clear the space, I guess, but also like I have a lot of healing to do, not just with my mom, but with a few other things as well. And I want to be like the best version of myself to be able to show up here for you and share the things that I do. So I'm doing my part to test this out. So we'll see how that goes. And when I come out the other side of that, I will absolutely report back and share with you how I feel about it and who I'm working with and all of that. Okay. So that's you know, the grief update. Not going to talk about my family right now, but maybe next time. Hopefully, please God, I have something positive to share there. Let's shift to business. So my big goal this year is to scale more and to get more streams of revenue, because last winter was a massive wake-up call for me where my whole business was dependent on me being live and feeling great and launching and all of that, which I'm really freaking good at. But it's not sustainable, right? Like maybe I want to take some time off or, you know, like anyway, our businesses need to be more dynamic and can be. So my big goal for 2023 is all things scaling, all things diversifying, which has been really fun to play with and shift. We launched the All-In membership late last year. And a lot of people have been getting into that, especially since we added monthly coaching, which I'm really happy about. So right now, if you get into All-In membership, You get access to all of my programs all at once. It is a year-long commitment. And the reason why we do that is so that we don't have to slow drip my programs. So, you know, the cool thing about membership is one of the ways you can do is you can give access to everything all at once, which is what I really wanted to do. Because I realized like sometimes you just want to binge things or you want to like try different programs instead of having to wait months for the one that you actually want. So in order to do that, it's a year-long commitment. And with that, again, you get access to all the programs all at once, in addition to all new programs that we launch while you're in the membership. And now we do monthly live hot seats where everybody in the membership who wants to join, the first Tuesday of the month, I have a Zoom call and you can come and get live coaching and I'll sit there however long I need to get everybody taken care of and happy. We already had our one for February. March is coming up as I record this and I'm really looking forward to it because the first one was freaking incredible. So again, ever since I added the live coaching component, which for anybody who has their own membership and is interested in growing their own membership, think about this. Now I realize this takes a bit of the scalability out, like it kind of defeats the purpose a little bit because prior to adding the coaching, it was just my courses, which are already recorded. So whether I sell one membership or a million, it's the same amount of work for me, which is really cool. But nobody wanted the membership, just programs, which I get because it's like, I'll just buy them as I, whatever. But I realized that there's a lot of people, and this is what I want you to hear if you are somebody who creates your own programs and courses. There's a lot of people in your world who desire some form of coaching from you or whatever, but maybe they don't want all that comes with a mastermind or they don't want, you know, a long-term one-on-one container, or maybe they just can't like for money reasons or whatever. So I get it. Like there was a lot of people in my audience that the membership sounded cool, but like they also want me. They also want my eyes on their business, my eyes on their strategy. And I get that. I totally, totally get that. So the way that this made sense for me is like, if this makes this more attractive for you, if me adding in a monthly hot seat makes it more attractive and more of you want to get in, then of course that's worth my time. It's an hour of my time a month. And then if it gets to the point, which I know this will happen once we get to, you know, 20, 30, 40 members, we're going to have to add in more than one hot seat. We can't just do one hot seat with 50 people on it. That we'd be there for 8 hours. So even if I have to add in 2 to 3 hot seat calls a month for 50 members, that's way worth it. Way, way worth it. So anyway, once we started doing that and we're seeing the results come in with, you know, the membership plus my mastermind monthly, just the revenue that comes in from those two offers automatically every month has been so freeing for me. I'm used to starting the month basically at zero, which is terrifying. And a lot of you get that. And now I'm starting it very far from zero because of these offers. So that has been badass and has really inspired me to think of more ways that we can do this. It's just so funny that it's taken me this long to do it, but hey, all in perfect timing, right? We're also thinking about, we're going to start talking about bringing on potentially proper ad spots onto the podcast. But if that's not your thing, and I hope you can understand why I would do that. Like I am a business owner first and foremost, like we need revenue here. And the more revenue that comes in, the more I can pour into this podcast. So we're, you know, very soon going to be talking about that now that I'm finally at a level where brands will talk to me with our numbers. But one of the things that we'll do too is Kate gave me a really good idea where people who just don't want to listen to ads, we can have like a very low cost subscription that would allow you to subscribe to the podcast ad free and then even like get an episode maybe like a day or two before everybody else. We're playing with some ideas there too. So lots of fun things in the works for my big scale 2023 goals that I'm really happy with. If you have any questions on that, or you want me to go deeper into more ways that we're doing this or how or whatever, because again, I realize some of you listening, I hope all of you listening, this is a goal of yours. I'm happy to go deeper into that. So just shoot me a message and let me know. Let's see. What else has been going on over here? Still building up momentum with my sales. I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on embodiment and rituals, because I pulled up my journal, my current journal that I was using almost every day last year. And then like right before I had Rhett, I stopped because I was about to have a baby and my focus was elsewhere. And then since then, because I have a newborn and because of everything else that's been going on, has totally taken a backseat in my life. I got out that journal today and I was flipping through the pages of what I wrote and what I was writing last spring and last summer. Holy shit. It's so crazy. I was on fire. Oh, I was on fire. It's so crazy. And it's so not the same right now, just like full transparency. We're still from like my full stop and just like energetic reset in the winter. I'm building myself back up, right? Like, when you're going 100 miles per hour and you have to come to a full stop for whatever reason for a decent amount of time, you know, like, of course it's going to take a little bit to build that back up. So I'm in the building up phase and I'm being so kind and I'm giving myself so much grace because I'm also healing and I'm also postpartum and I'm also grieving and I'm also lots of different things. And but yeah, it just seeing that juxtaposition of like where I was last year and now, it stung a little bit, but also I reframed it. I was like, okay, I got there once, I'll do it again, and I can't wait. Just to have so much gratitude for where I am right now and what's happening. And in a lot of ways, I'm actually ahead of where I was last year because of the scaling piece. So I'm really excited about that too. But it just full being, you know, in the name of full transparency of where I'm at, it's been interesting to navigate lower months again and just like holding my vision and holding my self-worth and holding my own personal power versus giving it away to current circumstances, because I know better. I'm so much wiser now and I understand what's going on and I know that all of this is for me. So just like, I forget a lot. So just bringing myself back. I've been coaching myself a lot lately and also leaning into my own, you know, mastermind unity and getting that has been really good for me. And I'm so thankful that I have. So I just wanted to add that in. Another thing on business is I still have Sarah, my girl, Sarah, on my team, who's been working with me full time since she started officially a year ago. And lately, I've been feeling like I wanted a little bit more support in the social media area. I love creating content, but if it was just, you know, with it being just left to me, it's usually the first thing that gets dropped. Like if a day gets busy or if a week gets busy or whatever, like I have a lot of clients I have a lot of things I'm working on, not to mention a newborn and all the other things that's going on in life. So I'm starting to understand that if I want to be as consistent as I want to be on social media and cranking out the kind of content that I want to create, I need support. And I've been putting out feelers. And my sister, Indy, reached out to me. And I've shared this a couple times in my stories, her pitch, but she was like, "Hey, I could do that for you." Actually, I pitched this to her first. I've asked her if she would be interested in doing this and just like letting her know, like, "Hey, if there was a way for us to work together, I would love that. Like, of course I would love my sister on my team if we could find a way to work together." And then she started taking me seriously. And finally, this past week, as I record this, we've sat down together and have had a serious conversation of what that could look like and the support that I'm looking for. And by the way, when I put a call to action in my stories saying that I'm looking for some social media content help, and I got so many incredible suggestions. So if you put your name in there, I didn't reach out to you because you weren't good enough, but I have to navigate. I've got to, for my own peace of mind, I've got to give my sister a shot and see if we can do this. Because, of course, like if there's a way that I can support her and she can support me, that, I mean, that's a dream, right? For sisters to be able to work in business together. So just to like say, "Hey, you gave it a shot, we're doing it." And she has a list of things. And the way we're doing this, just so you know, and I think anybody who also has a dream to bring a family member on, or anybody on your team, really, we are starting it as a trial run. So I gave her a couple of projects to start with, and I was very clear. I said, "Listen, if you really want this, I need to see effort. I need to see you take initiative, and I need the things done that I'm asking for. Because I can promise you right now, if you don't want to do this or if you don't do it well, I will find somebody to replace you in 2 seconds and not think twice, because this is a business. This is like nothing personal. This is strictly business." So we had that conversation and we got clear on what that looks like. And we're going to give it, I think, like a 30 or 60 day trial run. We're going to feel it out. And so far, so good. We're, I think, 4 days in. And we haven't killed each other yet. So it's work. So far, it's working. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm praying. I really, really want this to work. I really do. She's also coming. One of the things I was going to share with you on here is in 2 weeks, I will be speaking on stage, which I've mentioned, at the Worth Women Conference, North Augusta, South Carolina. That's coming up in 2 weeks as I record this. And she's coming with me, and which I'm so pumped about, because one, just to be able to travel with her and experience that together, but she's going to help shoot some B-roll and some content for me. And I think that that's going to be, I pray, a really good experience to show her how cool this job could be. If I continue to travel more and do more things, that she could come with me too. And also just like see also what I do outside of my home when I'm actually like working. So stay tuned. I will give you an update on that. Praying that that works. I'm praying. There's a couple people that think I'm batshit crazy for doing this, because she and I mean, just like any sister, we can butt heads, but I'm an optimist. I've got to see it through, just so I know. Like, there's not a reality where I can be like, "I wonder what would have happened." I have to touch the hot stove. That's what I have to do. So I'm praying that I touch the stove and it's not hot. That's what I'm praying for. What else? I got a tattoo. I got a couple of tattoos, actually. Speaking of my sister, I wanted, every once in a while, I just get in a mood for a couple of cute little tattoos. Last time I did this was September 2021. Chris and I were celebrating our anniversary in Nashville, and we popped into a tattoo shop, and I walked out with three cute little tattoos, including the word create on my hand and his and Cruz's initials on my wrist. Wait, there was, oh, and then I got vibe on my arm. So that was fun. And then, I don't know, I was just kind of feeling like I wanted a couple of other things. So she, me and Indy, we went into Nashville one day and we got a couple of tattoos. I got All In on my neck. I have a freaking neck tat. Like, what? Chris keeps calling me Gangster Alley, and it's kind of funny, kind of not, but, I don't know. I would see like pictures on Pinterest, and it was so cute. And I was just like, I already have a hand tattoo. Why not? Like, who cares? It's going to be so tiny. Worst case, you just get it removed. Like, I already have three tattoos that need to leave my body like immediately. So as soon as I'm done nursing, that's like number one on my list other than Botox. And we'll get those removed. But anyway, so yeah, I got All In on my neck, and I got a little four, like the fourth power, added to CR on my wrist because Rhett's name is Rhett Robert Ronald Reeves, R4. So I already have CR. So I added the little four beside the R. So now that takes care of all of my boys right there on my wrist. And then me and Indy got a matching little tattoo. We got different places. She got it somewhere on her arm, and I got it above my elbow on the back of my arm. And it's this cool like moon design that we found on Pinterest. It's really tiny. It's cute. So that was a good time. I already talked about how I'm speaking on stage in 2 weeks. And then I think the only other thing that I have to share with you is another one of my big goals for this year is to continue to be so intentional with this podcast and fully lean in, like all into the podcast. So that means like the guests that not only I would be so excited to talk to, but I know that you would be so excited to hear their perspective on different subjects. We're really getting clear on guest lists and like really getting some guests on here. In addition to, I have such an incredible network of women already. Like the women that I work with, they may not be like well-known names, but let me tell you something, like me working close proximity with them, I'm like, dude, we like your story, your message is insane. So I'm going to be bringing on some of my own clients, of course, because like their stuff is better than a lot of the stuff from bigger names that fully. So I'm happy about that. But like for the past couple of years, the podcast, I love the podcast, and you know, I'm long game strategy for sure. Like I'm not going anywhere, but I didn't worry so much about guests because one, I didn't have the bandwidth to, I just, you know, it was enough just for me to show up here and record, let alone chase down and handle guests. So now that I have more support, we're going to be getting some cool people on here, and I'm not going to do the thing that, I don't know if this gets on your nerves, this gets on my nerves, where it seems like all of the big podcasts recycle all of the same people on their podcast. And we know why they do this, because the person that they're recycling, they all have the same person, because that person's on a press tour and their job is to get on all these podcasts. But like, everybody has the same people, and it gets my nerves, and it just feels like, I don't know, it feels so phony sometimes. I will not be doing this. I'm going to be so picky. I'm going to be so intentional. I don't care if they're a big name. If it doesn't make sense, if I don't think you'd be into it, they're not coming. So you have my word there, because I can't stand that. And I can't tell you how many podcasts I've stopped listening to because it feels like they're just bringing somebody on for the for the name and for the downloads that that name might bring. And I respect the strategy behind it. I understand the strategy behind it, but also I tend to leave once I feel like that's the goal, right? And you bring on the people that aren't really, that the audience really wouldn't be that interested in. So because I've experienced this as a listener, I have that wisdom that I'm going to be applying as a host. And I can promise you that. So anyway, we're going to be getting some guests, and also something that we're feeling into, which I think I mentioned before, but I'm dying to bring the show in person. In a dream world, I'm just manifesting this, I would have my own podcasting space in person with like the beautiful couch and like the vibey area. And I could, you know, fly in guests and have my own setup. We're not quite there yet. Maybe soon an opportunity will come. If you know of one and you're local, hit me up. But in the meantime, we still have options. There are a lot of cool places in and around Nashville that you can rent temporarily that are really pretty. That I was actually talking today with Kate about this, where, you know, we could like for a couple of days rent out a Airbnb or a space and bring in some guests and just crank them out and have some in-person interviews, because I love watching them. I think that they're like, if you watch Call Her Daddy interviews, I will sit there and I'll watch them. I think they're so fun to watch. And I would love to do that, especially in Nashville. There's so many incredible women here that I'm networking with and that I'm getting to know, that I know that you would love to hear from. And I just think it would be so lame to be in this area interviewing somebody in this area on Zoom when we could do it in person. It could just be such an experience. So I'm working on that. Stay tuned there. I'm very happy about it. And what else? I'm trying to think. Other than that, I have to say, like, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really optimistic. I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful for a lot. I'm so thankful for Chris and like just the man that he is and how he loves me and supports me no matter what's happening. I'm just, I don't know how I got so lucky. I'm so thankful for my boys and how funny and different they are, and the fact that like I get to be their mom. So crazy. I'm so thankful for you and that you come here and you listen to my words and you like to listen to my stuff. That's so badass. And I'm so thankful for the women that I get to work with who trust me and my opinion and my expertise on their business, on their babies. It's just like the fact that I get to do this. I'm just so grateful. And that I've been doing this for 5 years in business, 4 years podcasting, and I'm not going anywhere, God willing. So it's cool. It's really, really cool. So thank you for indulging in this with me. If there's ever something that you want me to talk about that, you know, personally outside of business, that you're like, hey, I'd love to hear about this in your life, let me know, because I don't want to go too far. So I'd totally be open to that. But for now, that's all that I have for you. We'll do more of these for sure if you like them. And yeah, I hope you are having a great day. I hope you are taking the time to, gratitude put this way the other day, and it really put things into perspective for me. This is actually from my coach, Melanie. I was watching one of her programs and she was talking about like how many things you expect every single day that you just expect. And because you expect it, because it happens every day, you naturally take it for granted. There are so many things, right? Like getting kissed by your husband, or like waking up next to somebody who you love, your kids and like their laughter in the room, their messes all around, your home and feeling comfortable in your home and feeling safe, you know, and comfortable regardless of the season, your business, how like it operates sometimes at different levels, but like it, you know, it's there and it has so much potential to grow. Your friends that you can reach out to at any time, or the people that check in on you that sometimes you can take for granted, you know, like that, hearing that put that way, I immediately got out my journal and I was like, what are all the things that I take for granted that's I know is going to be there tomorrow, or that was there today? You know, we can't guarantee what's going to be there tomorrow, but that was there today, that's there pretty much every day, that I rely on. Thus, it's really easy to take for granted. And just reflecting on that has put me in this state of like, holy shit, I'm so blessed. It's not even funny. So I encourage you to do that too, because it's just been really neat. And yeah, that's all I have for you today. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you here next week. Bye.